like to call to order this AMATS Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Mr. Baker, just making sure we do have a quorum.
We do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Moving on to minutes from the April 21st, 2021 meeting, I will entertain a motion.
I'm
sorry, who?
I think we had a Wayne Weathy first, and then I'll do Jim Bowling second.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bobby, I'll give you the next one.
It's okay.
We have an emphatic motion and an emphatic second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none. Motion passes. Moving on to item three, staff reports, financial progress report, attachment 3A. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if you look at our attachment 3A, you'll see that through three quarters, we spent about 60% of the budget, 59%, and we are doing well and should fit nicely in with the end of the year. We are on budget and on target, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hearing no questions for Curtis, I'll entertain a motion.
Jim Bowling, move to approve.
Grab Bobby.
I'll second for Sheriff Rittman.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. So I will try to be brief. I think for many of you that have been watching at the federal level, there has been a lot of discussion about a federal transportation bill. It's always interesting how these things kind of switch and turn and flip as life goes on. The latest iteration is, as I think many of you know, the Democrats would like a very large bill to include many things that aren't necessarily considered traditional infrastructure, and Republicans would like something smaller. It's unclear if there will be a compromise or if this whole process will end up going through a reconciliation route with the larger bill. Either way, I think from our perspective, it's probably good that transportation is, you know, in the limelight, getting in a talking point. And we are hopeful that by October, we will have a new federal transportation authorization. I think it's still a question of how large that bill will be and how much of that will go directly to agencies like ours. But we are optimistic as the FAST Act does expire at the end of September. But, you know, at one point, I think, you know, during the Republican Congress, I think Democrats were pushing for a gas tax increase. Now it sounds like some Republicans want a gas tax increase because it's a user fee. You know, the Democrats don't want it. So it's a very interesting conversation. I don't anticipate seeing a raise in the gas tax, but I also am not sure where the money will come from. So we're just keeping an eye on it, and we will definitely let you know if there are any new major developments. Other than that, this is one of our largest meetings of the year, but it's also one of the largest meetings that we do every 4 years as we are looking to approve our long-range plan, as well as our work program, and then obviously our special round of funding. So, you know, we appreciate everyone's willingness to kind of cooperate through us in this busy time. And then also, I was talking to Bobby beforehand. You know, it's unclear if we'll even be able to do the June meeting remotely or if we will do it in person because of the June 2nd mandate. If we are not allowed to conduct business online, we will definitely be doing it in person and be trying to possibly secure our Hilton location for the June meeting. So with that, we'll obviously keep you posted. I know all of us are probably having some similar questions about how all of this impacts each of your agencies or communities in terms of how we're doing business in the next month. But we are excited to move forward. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Curtis? Hearing none, Moving on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C, Mr. Poulet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess the biggest topic of discussion is the fast-track resurfacing projects that we recently received applications for and have scored, and we're going to actually approve the first batch of them. There's actually two groups of resurfacing projects. One group will be projects that will be put into fiscal year 22, and the other group will be projects that will be put in fiscal year 23 and 24. The funding for the fiscal year 22 projects actually is from a balance that kind of slowly grew on us from projects coming in under their estimate, and the funding for the other batch of projects is for a $4 million Coronavirus Recovery Act grant that the area is supposed to receive. So I guess those are the two big things happening with funding right now. Plus, on top of that, we will actually be doing a regular round of funding later in the summer. So as far as resurfacing projects go, in 2021, you actually have three chances to apply. So that's certainly good news. And like I said, we'll discuss the fiscal year 22 projects that were selected later in this meeting, and the fiscal year 23-24 projects will be discussed and approved at a meeting in June. So that's pretty much all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none, moving on. Curtis, I do not see any old business, but want to verify that that's the case.
That's true.
All right, moving on to new business, resolution 2021-03, attachment 6A, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. So as I alluded to in the technical progress report, AMATS is asking this committee's approval of Transportation Outlook 2045, the AMATS long-range transportation plan. As you are aware, this plan recommends over $7.7 billion in highway, transit, bicycle, and pedestrian infrastructure. The plan has been developed in keeping with the public participation plan, federal requirements, and especially in keeping with fiscal constraint, air quality, conformity, and environmental justice. We had a public comment period from March through May 12th. We received over, 18 or 20-some comments, which all, I think, many of them were pro, a few con, but overall not anything that would, I think, deviate us from the plan that we're on. Really this plan, I think, kind of keeps the goals that we've talked about for a long time now, with the emphasis on fixing it first, with preserving our existing system, and then also supporting ideas of complete streets. So bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure where it makes sense, transit infrastructure where it makes sense, context-sensitive solutions, et cetera. We included the list of recommendations on the in the attachment. Again, as the last few plans, all safety and operational projects are consistent with the plan. This is one of the first plans we've ever had where there are actually no recommended arterial widenings, and by that I mean going from two lanes to four lanes, which I think is sort of an indication of where we are as a region. But with that, AMATS staff recommends approval of Transportation Outlook 2045. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I've got a quick one on the highway. Because I think maybe ODOT's already programmed it, so it the I-77 widening between Arlington and 277?
Yeah.
It's already programmed?
Yeah, so that's why it's, because it's already in the, it's already kind of through our system.
I kind of thought that, but I guess I never paid attention to whether it was programmed or not.
Yeah, we're always kind of, you know, we're always kind of stuck in that quagmire where if we think things are going to go in fiscal year 2021 versus 22 and how it's all going to play out. And so in order to do fiscal constraint, we kind of continue to assume, and I believe it did go, you know, it's going soon.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. It's a good question, Wayne.
Well, thanks, Curtis.
Any other questions of Mr. Baker? If there are none, I will entertain a motion.
Weathy, so move.
Second, Jim McCleary.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to Resolution 2021-04, Attachment 6B. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6B contains two resolutions back together. These are two routine resolutions that AMATS has to pass every year in order to remain certified as a metropolitan planning organization. Resolution 2021-04 affirms that AMATS approves its regional transportation plan, transportation outlook. The same resolution also reaffirms the existing TIP and affirms the consistency of both of these documents with the state implementation plan for air quality conformity. The TIP and the 2045 plan have both been analyzed for air quality conformity in coordination with ODOT and have been found to be in accord with federal regulations. So the staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2021-04, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have on that.
How could we not make a recommendation with that backdrop?
That's my bunker in Austria.
That's funny, Wayne. I was going to comment if you didn't, so nice work. I'll entertain a motion on Resolution 2021-04.
Pap moved.
Tomasi second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes.
And then the second half of that is Resolution 2021-05. Every 4 years, the USDOT certifies that AMATS is operating the planning process according to federal guidelines. This year, AMATS underwent its federal certification review, and the USDOT did certify that AMATS may continue to conduct the planning process for another 4 years, at which point the USDOT will return for another certification review. Annually, the policy committee is required to self-certify that it's conducting the planning process according to federal regulations. With this resolution 2021-05, the policy committee certifies that the AMATS transportation planning process is being implemented in compliance with all applicable federal requirements. And we still need to pass this resolution, even though the USDOT was just here and recertified us. So the staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2021-05.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make that motion. Bashara Rittman.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Jim Bowling, second.
Thank you, Jim. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to Resolution 2021-06, Attachment 6C in your packet. Ms. Rydell.
Good afternoon. Attachment 6C, Resolution 2021-06, is the final transportation planning work program and budget for AMATS fiscal year 2022 which will begin on July 1st of this year. A draft of the work program was approved in January by the Policy Committee, which was then submitted to ODOT for review. After receiving comments from both ODOT and FHWA, the major elements of the plan remain the same. Therefore, AMS staff is requesting approval of the fiscal year 2022 Transportation Planning Work Program and budget. I can answer any questions.
Any questions of Heather? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Jenkins.
Second, Weefy.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to resolution 2021-07, attachment 6D, Mr. Poulet.
All right, Dave, I'm going to share my screen. So Dave has a presentation for us.
Yeah, these are the projects that were in the first group that we approved, and all of these resurfacing projects will be programmed in fiscal year 2022. This is, I guess, kind of like phase one. And just quickly, why did we do this? We usually don't go out and do these supplemental funding rounds. Well, the biggest reason is we had an excess of $5 million in fiscal year 22, and most of that was from a lot of projects coming in under the estimate. ODOT has a carryover project that would have resulted in a recall of around $2 million. And even though we tried to move projects up that were programmed in outer years, we just didn't have enough in the pipeline to move into 22 to cover the balance. And one of the last things we want to do is lose any of our federal transportation funds. Okay. A few things about these 22 applications are we up the maximum amount that you could ask to $800,000. Typically, it's $700,000 for resurfacing. We slightly modified the scoring, and whoever applied for a project in 22 had to make a firm commitment that they would do it in 22, or they would be penalized, I believe, 10 points in our future normal round of funding this summer. Okay. We received 29 applications requesting $16.8 in STBG resurfacing funds. And although we had about $5 million we had to use up, we decided to over-programmed to $6.7 million, and 11 projects were chosen. And I'm not going to go through each project. These are the 11 that were chosen. I would like to just highlight that I think we had a nice mix of Summit County and Portage County projects. We had large cities, small cities, and we also had a couple projects in Wayne County. So I'm real pleased with the mix of sponsors who did receive a project. Okay. And the next thing that you need to do is any one of you that did receive a project, please program your project with ODOT as quickly as possible so we can get the so you can get the process started, because you know, it's, even though these are fast-track projects, it still takes time to get through the ODOT process. The next phase of supplemental resurfacing funding will be new projects programmed in 23 and 24. That funding will be a different source. That'll be from $4 million that we're supposed to receive from coronavirus relief, and I think we'll probably over program to nearly $6 million. And these projects will be approved at a special June committee meeting. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. That is what resolution 2021-07 is about. It's accepting these new projects, and after they're programmed and they receive PID numbers, they will be added to the TIP. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. The staff does recommend approval. Yes, Mike.
When will the draft scoring be let out so that we can see the 23-24 projects and what might be funded?
We pretty much have that done. There were a couple of things we wanted to clear up, but we pretty much have that done. So I would say probably early next week, possibly, unless for some reason, Curtis, unless for some reason you want to not do it. But I don't see why we couldn't maybe let you see that next week.
Yeah, I think the plan is that we will release the information next week. I also want to, and early next week. We just, you know, and even for me, I haven't had a chance to really go through it yet, just because as we prepare for these meetings. And then I will say, if anyone does have questions about the over-programming, you know, when we did an evaluation of just looking at our entire program through even the projects that are currently in 24, 23, and then thinking about the future round of funding, we felt like these were all good projects to get in the pipeline. And, you know, our goal is to tell one of the projects in 2022 that they can't sell until July because it got, you know, we didn't have the money to spend it all or get a loan. And so, you know, I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be very aggressive, getting projects in the pipeline and making sure that we deliver those projects. And I mean, I'll just say personally, like, I'm so pleased with the response. I think it makes us even think a little bit about, you know, are there ways to take advantage of this, these types of rounds of funding that, you know, where we're saying, hey, can we do it quickly? Because we were just really pleased with the community response and the community interest.
Great. Any other questions for Mr. Poulet or Mr. Baker?
Jim?
I just want to say thank you to the staff for how quickly you've address this concern and this issue for the region, and then turn this, not just the program around, but then the scoring and the funding around. So thank you for all the hard work that you all did. So we appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Actually, thanks to all of you that submitted applications, especially the ones who submitted them early. I think we've learned a lot from this this whole process.
Thank you, Jim, for the sentiment, and thank you to Curtis and all the AMAT staff. Much appreciated. And well said, Jim. I will entertain a motion on resolution 2021-07 if there are no further questions or comments.
Tim Bowling, move to approve.
Jenkins, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to resolution 2021-08, attachment 6E. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. Resolution 2021-08 is an amendment to the 2021-24 TIP. There's two changes that we're proposing to make. The first change involves two projects in Barberton, and I actually put a little map on the table so you could see the two There's two small projects that are relatively close to each other, and what we want to do is change the PID number from the one in to the north so that it is done with the one in the south. So we want to change PID number 108370 to 106539, and those two projects will kind of be done together for ease of traffic management and for ease of construction management. And also, they want to add a small amount of right-of-way to that package. That right-of-way will be taken from TASA funds that are that won't be needed. The construction of a multi-purpose trail came in a lot less than I expected, so we want to transfer about $16,000 from TASA construction to TASA right-of-way. The other part of this amendment is adding a new project, and that is County Road 18, which is Talmadge Road in Portage County, for resurfacing. This is one of the projects that we were able to move up from fiscal year 25 to fiscal year 22 to help with our balance situation. So this is just simply moving the project up from 25 to 22. And the staff does recommend approval of amendment number 8.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Do a motion to approve, Jenkins.
Second, Paradise.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Mr. Baker, do we have any other business?
No, nothing official. I did just want to let everyone know, though, that I know we had mentioned we were concerned about the 2021 funding levels, and, you know, one of the good things is we did have a couple of projects move up, as we had mentioned before, thanks to Robert Fowler and Norton, as well as ODOT getting a Monroe Falls job moved up. But then also just today, actually, we were able to trade $1 million with the Eastgate MPO, which will be returned to us in fiscal year 2022. And so with that trade looking to be official, it just gives us an extra layer of protection where we should be pretty confidently not giving, unless a project bids back at zero, unless there's a contractor that's going to do a job for free, I think we have secured 2021. So I just want to thank all the communities that have been willing to move projects, push things forward, and I'm really proud of the way that everyone has responded to kind of these quick challenges that we've come across. And so I just want to thank all of you for that as well. And then, yeah, Dave and Amy, but, you know, for scoring these projects and double-checking them and feeling good about them, it's what allowed this to happen. So we definitely encourage those of you, when they are approved next week, to get with ODOT, get these things programmed, get them moving, and, you know, we will be there to support all the way along. I know we've warned Chad and our friends at ODOT that there's going to be, you know, $6 million plus coming through the pipeline here next year. So it'll be a challenge, but I think we can do it. So thank you all.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask the attendees something?
Absolutely. Please.
Is it safe for me to assume that everybody is getting the meeting notices about our meetings and the RSVP? Okay. I'm going to ask you all to please try to RSVP with me, because I'm worried that I'm letting some people fall through the cracks here. I got some attendees that I wasn't expecting, and fortunately I caught them and all, but I just want to make sure that I get everybody. So if you could please RSVP with me and all, I would appreciate it a great deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Kerry.
You know, hopefully we won't have to be RSVPing too much more.
Now that I'm getting the hang of it. Okay, thank you.
All right. Any other comments or comments, questions, anything before we move to adjournment?
I just have one comment. With our new PCI ratings, I think we have an average score for the whole area of 67. And that it's quite interesting to be able to evaluate things by community and by, you know, by the area as far as averages and such. But when I think of 67, you know, if that was a calculus test, that would have been a good score. But for paving, I think we need to. It'd be nice if we could bring that up together. And I feel each time we have a round of these resurfacing projects, it helps do that. But you know, hopefully we can kind of keep this momentum going and get that score up a little bit.
That is the goal. All right.
Give us more money, we'll get it real high.
That's Joe Paradise, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Our the next regular meeting is Thursday, June 17th, 2021 at 1:30 p.m. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Bossy, so moved.
Bowling, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you in June.